Blog Talk Radio.
That's Child Even Shy singing The Words You Cannot Say. Welcome to this Hatterday Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host. With me is A.P. Taylor from Down Under, The Wizard of Oz, The Man from Snowy River. Hey, A.P., how are you doing?
Hey, well, thanks, Hatter. How are you?
I'm okay. And also with us is Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so I can... We can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deb.
Pleasure, Hatter.
So tonight, Hatterday's Saturday. I know I'm Jay Hatter, your host, for the next hour or so. We have our regular weekly collaboration picture that Deborah Lee gives both A.P. Taylor and myself. We give her lines without communicating between each other. And she pieces them together, see if it makes any sense. So far, we've gotten fairly lucky. And what number is this one, Deborah? How many?
78.
That seems hard to believe.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
We're supposed to stop counting at some point. Stop counting things.
78 is a lot. I reckon this is one of the harder ones though, Hatter. I reckon this one is tested, Deb, I reckon.
Yeah, I was reaching, and I'm sorry, Deborah. I was late, way ahead of myself with doing things. So how
do
you think you did?
Okay, I'm finishing it now. I'll be there. I'm almost done.
Okay. And I also have to transpose my right for tonight. Be that the prompt was beans.
Yeah.
Beans.
Beans.
Any way you want to go with it. And
well, my first thought pad up was Jack and the Beanstalk, I've got to say. And so I just went with it.
There you go. Good angle.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's where I went. So I'm happy to put that on the board while we wait for Stephen to wander in, because he won't be far away.
Okay.
So
yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. Very long.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to. I'm gonna have to just take this. Hold on one second.
Yeah. That's okay. Well,
I can't keep bouncing back and forth, so I'm gonna save that. And
no, that's okay. That's okay.
At some point quick, we're gonna hand you the mic, and you and handle the thing. I'm gonna go transpose it to say.
Okay.
But,
comes at all. Okay. Leave it with me. So
yeah.
Patter is off to restore the beans poem, because it was there and then it wasn't. So what we are going to do is I'll have a look at what's here on the board. And we did get a SoundCloud. So I've started off the last couple of times with Gerald Green. And that's always, I find, a very nice place to start any of our shows. So we might start with Gerald and put him on the board and then play his SoundCloud, because the lovely thing about Gerald is he usually wanders and captures a piece of the world that, you know, is very different. Now, before we do that, though, I have a caller. Hello, 440. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing, AP?
Hello,
Steven.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Excellent. So, you have, I noted, put a poem on the board, Steve, and we might grab that first, I think. So bear with me. It is up on the board now. So.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to, beans. So this was from one of Sky's storyboard show where she did Disney steampunk, and this was a picture I chose, which was of Jack and the Beanstalk. So I kind of
there you go. Same thing as me.
Popular.
I kind of rewrote it. So this is called Magic Grist of Bloom Sends Giant to His Doom. Magic colored beans that are so vibrant and sublime, traded for last asset, which was the last bovine. Squandered chance of dinner on a handful of legumes, tossed them out the kitchen window, then sent to the bedroom. Restless night of turns and tosses and pillow buried head. Sounds from the pantry wall behind the sole loaf of bread, like Morlocks scratching at the siding and digging in the dirt, soft flesh of those who lie in bed, they're wanting to so hurt. But as the morning's rays peek over distant glen and hill, rising from mattress, mire style, and eyes to get a thrill, for where the magic seeds did lay, a stalk has taken root, as big around as 10 ship masts and up to the clouds to boot. So climb it very carefully, preventing any fall. A goose that lays those golden eggs, and harp that plays her song. Muslin bag of priceless coins thrown over onto back. Sprint for stalk right through the clouds with giant on attack. Sliding down the halm so fast and risking broken neck. Behemoth climbing down behind to end this risky trek. Pull out the axe so sharp and clean a flail on spire's trunk. And watch the stonker fall to death into his grave of muck. And poem.
get a splinter
well. Head up?
I said get a splinter, a giant splinter. I'm down the beanstalk slide. Ouch.
That would hurt. Yeah.
Splinter. Go ahead, AP. Are you there?
Well, I am. I really quite enjoyed this thing. I was reading Jack and the Beanstalk for my little poem, and you went into far more detail than I ever did, and had actually some beautiful rhymes too. Legumes and bedroom. Never would have known that. That was really very cool. There was Sublime and Bovine. Some lovely rhyming and also some very nice detail. The stork with round as 10 ship masts and clouds of boot. Very, very cute. I like the whole piece, really. And I certainly love the fact in a grave of muck. The English use of the word. Lovely. Very nice.
Thank you, AP.
Yeah, what did that nursery rhyme of that story, what did it teach? Or what was the moral? Is it just a, you know, usually those have some kind of meaning. What was the castle giant in the sky? Was it saving the farm? Saving the farm? Because didn't the giant steal the and the harp?
I thought the giant had the goose and the harp, and Jack rescued them. I thought that's the way I remember it.
That's
the way I took it, Steve. Yep, same as you.
So it's a David. So it's a Samson. So it's David and Goliath story, basically.
A little bit. Can I read mine now, Hatter? Because mine's sort of a brevity of what Stephen's just written.
Okay,
yeah. Because Stephen's great detail. I've done it in brevity form, but it's almost exactly the same. Yeah.
Oh.
So right. then Deb will do the combine. I can see that on the board. Try this. It's only short, Hatter. This is of Beans and Jack, and it goes a little bit like this. Jack was young and none too free. Indeed, overall situation was poor. They was told to take the cow, Bessie, and by siege, the finances restore. Instead of trade, could have made, cow sold for three magical beans. Much chagrin, adults left weighed, beans were planted as of greens. Then a magical beanstalk appeared, sprang towards a castle upon sky. With subtlety into it climbed, steered, was met by this giant way up high. Escaped with English blood whole, with a chicken and a harp striven, got his food in bowl. Moral is take opportunities if given. End poem.
Could happen. Got his cow back, plus food and more.
He did get cow. Yep, he did.
Very interested. The magic of the beanstalk appeared. There's the when Stephen first said that he changed his up, I thought he was going to have like instead of a goose that lays a golden egg, you have a golden cow that flies. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, you were supposed to get up there just to get a harp and a goose. You end up, you know, you'd have to save a whole herd of obstinate cows. I don't want to go. Helen.
Well, I'm going to cut that. Anyway, you were asking what the moral was of the story, and I had to put mine in because that's they did it in the final line.
Yep.
So, there you go.
What was the better version, Costello and Abbott and Costello, or Gilligan's Gilligan's Island.
Like Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny was the best.
So, anyway, just two different things, exactly the same story. Just as Stephen has far more details in his, and it but following the same.
I was really frustrated trying to write mine this week.
Did you go with Jack and the Beanstalk Hatter? Well, you won't, you know, to do the poem yet, but
When I first said that last week, and I just sort of said it off the top of my head, I didn't think about it ahead of time. But I remember that flashing before my, you know, in my brain that'd be an angle. But then when I came down to writing it, something else fell into that slot.
Oh,
so,
well, there you
go. No, I didn't do it that one. But yeah, and it's a, yeah. Then, tell you what, take over real quick. Let me spend a couple minutes putting it in.
Well,
and
did you want to stick around just because Deb's posted the collaboration add up? So
yeah.
Can you stick around
go
for
ahead.
A little bit? And Deb, did you want to talk to the collaboration while Stephen's still with us?
Sure, yeah. I just wondered if maybe he wanted to push his shows before I read. That way, if he wants to, he can just leave.
Good thinking. Yes, we could do that, Stephen. Yes.
Sure. Monday, as always, is the Mortuary of Shadows, and we are doing the movie that Kate and I got to see on the big screen last weekend, Poltergeist from 1982, Steven Spielberg and Toby Hooper.
Okay.
We've got quotes from the movie to write to, or you could write scenes, characters, have fun. We'll have fun discussing the movie as well. That's Monday. It's pretty good.
I think, I wrote for that one already.
Yes.
Cool. And on the last two poems, you guys, I think both of you nailed the rhyme and the extension of the story. Stephen, I thought that because, you know, yours was like, it put a smile in your voice as you were reading. I thought that was one of the best parts about it. I always like when somebody else's, a poet reads their poem and it tickles them, that makes it tickle the listener for sure. And AP, I like the fact that yours ended with the moral of the story. It was a clever way to cut it off. And the collab is a 9.
Yeah.
And I loved this picture. I couldn't wait to see what you guys would do with it. And I kind of had like 15 minutes to make the poem, and I can't find a damn board. Okay, there it is. Sorry about that. Okay. This is called Feeding the Vitruvian Spiders. Here we go. The Wizard of Light sparks delight, woven as silk webs around a room, written by those who think in prose, then spell books open as the spells resume, perfectly written when it was a kitten. But now she's the wizard's cat, and as her coffee-colored eyes go seek, as she wandered free in poetry, then crouched trembling with desire as mystique. This cat was called Poe with eyes of gold. Instead now see the Cat in the Hat, branded with the mark of the herd. Then as the gyroscope spins, the room dissolves to a smoke mat. Crystal globes, that skull trinket knows, the curses roaming free in a violent binding mash. Now false senses smell the burning wishing well, misting as by sorcery new design left flash. From yellow globes of floating orbs that flicker over worn thick pages to show the cards replaced will have no face, but the amulet hums while metal engages. With dues to pay just to get my way, while upon a necromancer's dread paid on the rainy days as feeding funnel webs and wetback's thread. and Paul.
Mm. You've done well there, Deb.
Yeah.
I'm very.
Wow.
I had half an idea of Hatter's words were, and I was wondering how on earth you're going to stitch them together. You've done that very elegantly. Did you want to say a few words?
I do have to hit the road. Oh, I really like this, and I did get a glimpse of the picture early by mistake. So I was wondering how you guys were going to write to it, too. But, yeah, I thought that this was great. I love the imagery that you put in this, and with a lot of focus on the cat, which, like, how could you not? I really like the idea that the cat was a wizard's cat and also named Poe. I thought that was very cool. It's an excellent collaboration.
Thank you, Stephen. I think it's cool that you had to wait in anticipation because, guys, I accidentally sent Stephen the photo and it said, 12 lines, please, and I wrote, oops, sorry.
Oh.
So he's had to wait for this one.
There you go. Hatter, did you want to say a few words?
Yeah, it turned
Stephen,
out better than I thought.
Enjoy your anniversary and say hello to Kay for us. Congratulations, you guys.
Really?
Thanks, Stephen.
Go ahead, Hatter.
Yeah, congratulations. Give this to her. There, okay. I don't know what to say. Where am I?
I don't know.
Well,
as it stood, it was an 8, and then I added the word gyroscope because nobody put it in there, and it turned it to a 9, and I couldn't find another word to play with to make it a 10, so I decided to leave it alone, especially since I had 5 minutes to work on it, big bro.
I knew that somebody.
Ding.
How many calls and nudges and reminders did you?
Oh, I know.
Hey, I even recorded
a
message saying, I need collab lines and sent it to you. So you'd hear it in my voice and you still didn't send me any. Brett?
I know. Yeah, but I got everything else done. I got the thing for Monday done. How's that? Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool, and the poem came out all right, and you work well under pressure, it seems, so it's all good.
Thank you. Just making me feel better.
Who doesn't have his poem for this week, Deb?
Who doesn't? Hatter doesn't?
Hatter. No.
Hatter doesn't have a poem for his beans?
I didn't save it or something when I posted it. I thought I posted it to the.
Okay.
I don't even have it written into the. Yeah. My bad.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get it done here.
Oh, and AP, if you refresh the studio, I did add in Gerald in the middle of all that.
Thank you. I couldn't see it before. So, Hatter, are you going to head to the side for a few minutes to. Get your palm together. Okay. Well, that
get right on.
We might go and play the SoundCloud from Gerald, and then we might do your palm, Deb. And we'll see if that gives Hatter enough time to get his bean palm together.
I like my angle on the beans.
Okay, cool. Right on. We'll look forward to that. So we'll go Gerald and yourself. I should say, too, to me being in the middle of the bush next weekend, we won't have a show next weekend. So we will be delayed for a couple of weeks. We won't have a show next weekend. And when we come back, I was thinking about going with the topic of clay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Clay. Was where I was going. So we'll see what people make of that.
So we could do a Halloween one Saturday, Deb.
Say that again, Hatter.
we could celebrate Halloween on the Friday, Saturday before Halloween, if you want to fill it that way. So say if you will be busy.
No, I don't like doing it when it's not the three of us. And Monday is Halloween, and you'll already be at my show for Halloween. Yeah, yeah. It's all good. I don't like it. If it's not all of us, I don't really. It's not the same. Just saying.
Okay. Your call.
Thank you, Doug. So, head up. Get your palm done. Get your palm done.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you're under instructions now. Okay, so we're going to go back. It felt like it was just 2 minutes ago. It was about 25. That we were talking about doing Gerald's poem, and then everybody showed up, and then we didn't. So we better do it now. This is the wonderful Gerald Green. And he is a great supporter of our show and seems to come up with an angle for just about everything we can throw at him. And here is his piece on our topic this week of beans. And Gerald's poem is called Advice to the Greenhorn, which I'm quite looking forward to. So here we go. Here is Gerald now.
Advice to the Greenhorn, written and read by Gerald Green. I sat atop my rented horse. The saddle stretched my legs a bit. I'd finished the short riding course, was sore, but felt perfectly fit. That morning they called me a greenhorn. I admit I'm somewhat risky, ignoring his hard looks in scorn on a yearling acting frisky. The pack mule was firmly attached with rope to keep him from straying. I thought they were perfectly matched, in spite of the mule's frequent braying. He warned me about new dangers, the snakes, the spiders, and critters, and shady outlaws and strangers, as well as false gold that glitters. I tipped my hat before leaving. He gave me a sealed envelope and said, "We will not be grieving when you reach the end of your rope." He added, "Don't open this yet, but wait until evening. And do not feel anxious or fret. Consider it as a peace offering." That night, as I sat by the fire, eating my beans and hot biscuits, hoping his words might inspire and not end with, "If this shoe fits," I read the short letter out loud, the brief advice he had written to me. My horse stood majestic and proud, while the mule listened patiently. Don't let the wilderness frustrate, where what's unexpected occurs. When duty calls and time won't wait, never squat when wearing your spurs.
I wondered where that was going. The whole greenhorn angle and the new sort of to the world of when wearing your spurs. Very nicely done. I like that a lot. Gerald, when in doubt, give decent advice. Deb, what did you think?
You know, I'm starting to think that Gerald's a rock star. You already mentioned you just never know where he might take us. But we were on this journey, and he had this calmness in his voice, and I listened to his details. I never expected to. The advice at the end is quite sound, I must say,
but
totally unexpected, and it made me laugh out loud. What a really great share. You know what happens when you eat the beans too much. Just make sure you don't have spurs on.
That's the one. Very clever. Thanks, Gerald. Good work. Great work. Enjoyed. And don't know what the heck you're going to come up with clay, but anyway, we'd love to see. So, in the absence of Hatter, who's putting his poem back together again because he thinks it was sort of lost and then found and then lost again. Deb, I'm going to grab your poem, which you put on the board, and I am going to then get you to read it for us. So, it is up there now.
On my way back to the board?
Yep. I hope so. I hope I put it in the right place. Can you see it on the board?
No, it wasn't you. I was over writing on Gerald's poem, and for some reason, I have the worst time finding the board when we're doing the shows. Okay, so my poem is called Animating Beans, but they're not beans. Here we go. As the milky latex flowers blossom, dotting the plants with blooms, moths lay, land to lay their eggs in little spurges cocoons. Spurges are ornamentals and agricultural weeds, too. The shrubs house stowaways like airplanes and cargo ships do. These rays from the sunshine tossing out the waves of heat, moths burrow into the pods. Now their larvae can eat. They dwell in the shells till pods fall to the ground, dining on those seeds inside. Then the little beans jump around, sheltered in food till they transform. Bouncing, they eat, roll, then sleep. His cycle repeats. On the trip as Mexican jumping beans leap. But the beans are not beans. The jumping seeds do not sprout, traveling on the bushes and grass, until the moth inside pushes out and pops.
Fun. Yeah. That's really fun. And so it's a jumping bean, but it's a larvae of a moth that's doing it.
Yeah. And when I was a kid and we used to go on family trips down to Disney, we would, of course, have to drive through south of the border. And at the little rest stop there, they would sell these little plastic see-through, for lack of a better term, pillboxes. And inside of there, you would get a handful of the little painted capsules. And inside the capsule was a little tiny jumping bean, and they really do. They're sitting there, and they really do jump and bop and leap and roll, and it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
But yeah, and like I said, you get them. It's like a souvenir for crossing the South Carolina line.
There you go. Oh, I didn't know that. That's very funky. Very funky. I had no idea about that. So that is a new.
Oh, I love that.
Element. No, I didn't know about that. That's really fun. So, very well done. I did say, you probably haven't listened to the tape, but I did actually congratulate you for passing 1,000 tens scored by AutoRank, because that happened yesterday, not today. But I'll say it again, just in case you missed it. And I did actually point it out to Hatter as well, who was quite mystified about the whole thing. So there you go.
Actually, I did listen to the show last night. I appreciate the read. And yeah, I did also hear you give the nod, which was really awesome of you. And I wonder if it's a record. You know, I mean, there's got to be somebody else who's got a mega list, you know. Can't just be me.
Wow.
But...
yes, I don't think too many, Deb, just quietly, who would have got 1,000 poems that have scored 10 by auto rank. It's quite a decent achievement, full stop. So well done.
Thank you for that.
Now, I'm wondering how long we're going to have to sort of talk about beans or talk about clay or talk about a whole heap of other things until Hatter comes back to this poem.
What gave you the idea for the clay? What are you looking at that struck up in core?
Well, I was actually remembering that great scene in Ghost, you know, where the ghost is there and they're doing the potting wheel.
I can't believe you just said that. That is exactly where my head went when you said the word.
Yeah. Right, go ahead. Yeah, the righteous brothers are going and all that stuff. And I just sort of thought, Yeah, no, let's go there. And so there wasn't, I actually wasn't looking at a specific thing on a shelf. I was more remembering that scene. So there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and there's whole heaps of things that I remember with Clay, but I didn't. Like, for example, one of the things I've got from my, inherited from my father, was this big yellow, my mum hated it, the lemony yellow with discolorations bowl. And I always liked it. And when he took it to the museum and found out it was Sumerian and it was 4,000 years old, I liked it even more. But it's really, really, really interesting piece of pottery. So that was the other thing I was thinking about afterwards. But it was actually the scene from Ghost.
Way cool. So, you know, I was thinking that I would also do a quick rundown of what's gone on this
week. Of course. Yes.
Well, on Monday, I've been waiting for this artist because of everyone calling me the crayon poet. This is Greg Crayola Simpkins, and he's got some really funky art, and he's pretty cool. He's been featured in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, which is a video game, I believe, and then in Spider-Man 2 and Ultimate Spider-Man, and he made his leap to full-time as an artist in 2005. Like I said, he's got whales in his work. He's got everything from butterflies to Batman, and it's really, really funky. Mm-hmm. He's even got the critters from Sesame Street with Kermit the Frog and all them riding on one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So he's definitely got some funky ideas, so people should have a lot of fun with that. And then on Tuesday, we can find out which author my suite's going to feature. Those shows have been really interesting as far as the conversation as well as the poetry. So that'll be Tuesday at 10. And then Wednesday, my Crystal is back, and she's going to come hang out with us. And I'm not sure what she'll be up to yet, but I'm just glad she's feeling better and she'll be back. Raconteur will be Thursday night. And then Stephen and Hatter have a man cave on Friday night, so they could probably do something fun and Halloween-y that night, and leads us all the way back to Halloween on Monday. So all kinds
of fun stuff
coming up. Yeah.
You have indeed. Lots of stuff coming up for the week. I should say too, Deb, that I have a show coming up to celebrate Osama. Osama Jeeva.
I was just going to ask you about that. I think I saw.
Yeah.
I think that Cal put something on the board about having
and
a
so
celebration.
It should be, but it'll be early afternoon in the States. It'll be early afternoon Friday, early afternoon Thursday, and it will be perfectly horrendous for me because Al is doing it in Germany at 7 o'clock, which translates to something like 9 or 10 o'clock in Egypt, and 4 o'clock in the morning for me on Friday, CC with great energy. 4 o'clock, I'm going to be on air. 4 o'clock. Yeah, so anyway, I'll get over myself. 4 o'clock is...
take a nap.
Earlier. Yeah, take many naps. I'm getting too old for this stuff. But I'll be there because it's for Osama, and you just, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do sometimes.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I think that my big brother just tossed a poem up on the board. How about that?
Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here. Righto. That's nice. He might be back. So, Hatter, are you back?
Yes. I'm hung up on myself here. Yeah, I'm not responsible for this.
Your last poem, Hatter. The last poem.
Yeah. Might be the last poem I ever write.
Oh, I doubt that.
Nah.
Since it's not completed totally, I'll give you a little background, but not much. This was a traumatic event in my life when I was very, very little. It involved somebody, a non-relative, but who took care of us. So a babysitter when we were very little. Now, that's all I'm going to say. So this is how it goes. In this story, I will ask of you that these words, the story is true. A name bellowed in my direction, a funny name to get my attention. Ruthless siblings need no ammo to be, sticks and stones being thrown at me. We waited to hear it again. Please don't say it. If you're my friend, if I don't look, tell me please, this all goes away. She never called me. I'll let you fill it in. Too traumatic for me to say. It was a name of affection. She was calling me a word that to her was nothing but to siblings.
Really? Interesting.
Oh yeah.
And it's
they learned to
that
not
whole time.
Call me that anymore. They learned to not call me that anymore because I was willing to take any punishment. Kicking their butt for calling, so they knew not.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Gabe, what did you think?
Yeah. Well, I think that it's cool that the way he strung us along there and then plans to leave us hanging forever.
What's the prompt?
Well, I was just going to say, I would imagine that it had something to do with Bean, and I mean like Bean Pole or such, but I don't know. But it's very cool, and I kind of don't like the fact that it rubs you the wrong way. If you know what I mean, but it's a cool share. I don't like the idea of them picking on you, however,
It would rhyme. If I don't look, tell me please. This all goes away. She never called me. Maybe someday I'll finish it. Sorry for the...
Maybe.
Oh, don't worry. I'll torture you till you tell me.
Hey,
I can't deal with hanging.
What? You want me to say what it was?
Oh, yes. Man.
Yep.
I can't.
Not
I can't.
On the air,
that's like I still got marshmallow hanging over.
Not in the air. You can text me the word. Or I'll hound you until you do.
Yeah, I should have went Jack and the Beanstalk.
You opened Pandora's box, and they do say you can't shut it again. Just saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, it's everybody's probably... Probably not alive that was around then anyway. So she it doesn't
probably
really.
Not.
If you were to say it, she called. It was this
don't
lady.
It
was
later.
It was the. Yeah. Yeah.
No big deal.
No, it is a big deal. I can hear you. You're traumatized, and you're trying to make yourself say it. I don't want to traumatize
you. Yeah, okay. Let me put it this way. If you... Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
You're right.
It is.
Okay. Well, we're not going to make Pat
on that
word.
Pat, have you ever seen the movie Ghost?
Huh?
Have you ever seen the movie Ghost with the clay scene?
Ghost.
Patrick Swayze,
oh, yeah.
Demi Moore?
Yeah.
Isn't that an awesome scene? Isn't
that
an awesome scene?
There you go.
The pottery
go.
Wheel scene.
Oh. What about it?
Isn't that a great scene?
I'm trying
to not so subtly change the subject and let you off the hook, dude.
I didn't know. Okay, I can swallow that. Okay. It's a great scene. Yeah, it's the Righteous Brothers. The Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody.
Righteous Brothers. Exactly. And you can
absolutely
write about it next week. Well, the week after. Because the theme is clay. When I come back.
Clay.
Not next week, just in the break.
Gotcha.
Clay. Yeah? Clay.
There's a song about clay, too. Oh. Yeah.
I got a cool
piece of... Oh, it's going to drive me nuts now. It's something that my parents listen to.
Really?
What's that? Clay?
The song,
about... song about clay?
I'm seeing it.
It started long ago in the Garden of Eden. No.
Maybe.
No.
Where's the clay?
Clay.
With just 100 pounds of clay or something like that.
Hmm.
There you go. I don't know that song. So, but lots of things you can do with clay. I mean, you know, clay ovens. You know, you've got
Cassius Clay.
I found it. It's by Gene McDaniels, and it's called 100 pounds of clay. And
get out of there!
I swear. And it starts off: he cook 100 pounds of clay, and they he said, "Hey, listen, I'm going to fix this world today." Because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman, and a lots of loving for a man. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made life worth living. And I will thank him every day for every kiss you're given. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it with just 100 pounds of clay. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. If you know that song, there you go. One of the next ones.
100 pounds of clay.
Hannah, we've sort of come to the end of the list in the show. Did you want to thank a few people?
Sure, I thank everybody for participating in tonight. Reed, Gerald, for one. Stephen for calling in. Thank you for spending the time. And I didn't catch the other Deborah, of course. The two AP. Did I miss somebody? Yeah,
no.
Deborah.
No. Oh, good, Adam.
Yeah.
There it is. That's all I had to say.
Funky. There you go. As I said, next show will be in a couple of weeks. So we will have a break.
a week, and I might take us out with the Seekers. I really like that song, Hatter. I'll Never Find Another You. Yeah. We shall be back in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Hatter.
Yeah, reintroducing the holiday season. So, get ready.
Exactly. Everybody have a great Halloween, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Talk to everybody soon.
Love and respect,
guys. Take a look.
Probably a good thing.
You ready? Right, let's make this the one.
Bye, everybody. Thanks, Hatter. Thanks, Deb.
See ya.